S'chus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we're holding over here, Siman Reish Chaf Hei. We are up to continuing here in the brachas, the halachas of Shechianu. Right now, we're in the middle of the topic of Shechianu on new fruit. And we are up to Siv Vav. Siman Reish Chaf Hei, Siv Vav. Says the Mechaba, Pri She'ena Mischadash Mishana L'shana. Pri, a fruit that does not have seasons. In other words, it doesn't grow once a year. And the Mishavur will give us the classic example, which is esrog, right? So we know that esrogim can stay on the tree the entire year, right? That's why it's called one of the explanations of hadar, that it's hadar mi'ilam mishana l'shana. Afilam yesh yomim rabim shalei ochel mimenu. Even if there was many, many days that you did not eat any of this particular fruit, you do not make a shechianu, says the Rama. What happens to a fruit that has two seasons in the year? So it grows, you pick him, and then it has another season that it grows. You do make shechianu. However, what happens if it doesn't have a specific time? Even though it comes and goes, but it keeps on coming and going throughout the year, you do not make a shechianu. L'chein, therefore, aim of varchin shechianu a yorek chadash on new vegetables. The oimid kol hashana b'karka. We'll see what that means. But the literal taitch, what the Rama says, is that it's in the ground all year round. But let's see what that means. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. She'ena mischadash, right to loimid. She'afilu b'mais ha'chayrif e'ena mishtane mimarus. Even though during the winter months it does not change. K'goin esrig, like an esrig. K'kahai gavin or other types of fruit like an esrig. Shadar mi'ilani mishana l'shana, which sits on the year, a tree from year. So, of course, like we already said, that a lot of the fruits we have today, we can't make a shechianu since we see it all year round. So, although if we did not have any imported fruits, then an apple would be something we make a shechianu. So, we don't make a shechianu an apple because even during the seasons, I said no apples growing here, they import it. So, we have apples all year round. But let's use an apple as an example. So, an apple, when you have the season that the apples grow, and then the apples are picked, and then there's no apples on the tree for a whole bunch of months until they start growing again. So there, once you see that they start growing again, and you get a new apple, there's a certain level of simcha. But if there were a tree, an esrog in Eretz Yisrael, and you're eating esrogim, even if you hadn't eaten esrogim in 6 months, but lamaisa, the entire esrog is on this esrogim on the tree all year round. So therefore, you don't have that same level of simcha. It doesn't have a specific time. As we see in the Rama. Something that doesn't grow from the ground. You had a certain kind of fish that you didn't have in a long time. Someone brings you a fish that you've never tasted before in your life. You don't make a shechianu. Because there are fish all year round. Even though you didn't eat it, other people. So it's not even in the category of a shechianu because of that. Alkameim upitrios, when it comes to mushrooms, ain levarach shechianu, we don't make shechianu. Degam lehem ain zman kvua, number one, it doesn't have a specific time. Gamay avirhem gedelim lehman akarka, they don't really grow from the ground. Okay. Now, al reyach hamischadish mishal l'shana, let's say you have a certain smell, something that grows, but it only comes once a year. Kamein vered, roses. Other things that are made primarily for smell. Yes, days, but Paiskim Baruch Elaim Zman. If there's a machlaikas in the Paiskim, you do make Shechianu. And not, Venahaga Shalayla Baruch, how many is not to make a Shechianu on a smell that only grows once a year? Yes, I'm Shal Gidoyim Utloyim Shergil is Chadish for Mayim Bishana, that these kids and goats that come once a year. We shemavarchel and shechianu, but tzarichin Magen Avraham says not so pasha. Oyim nahagi shaloi lavarcha zeh. We don't make the bracha on it, even though they have a certain time of the year that we get the fresh crop. Or it's not something we are not ready to make a shechianu. So then the Rama said something that has two seasons. Mevarchel al shechianu, mekol pam for each one. Came in the kapanim bam is malazman, since it did not come for a period of time. So now it's been a period number of months without it. And now it comes along again, you make a shachiyana because there's that level of simcha that you have it. The oimer kol shana b'karka. What does it mean by vegetables that they're in the ground all year? Reutzuloima. What does he mean to say? Sheyesh yerek. There are vegetables shadaka lama kol shana b'karka that they grow all year round. The definition of a bircha shachianu is that it only happens periodically. He says, however, that really most vegetables have seasons. So, according to that, why don't we make shachianu on vegetables? Efsha could be. So the preacher says, maybe because we don't make a chiluk. Since there's some vegetables we do, some vegetables we don't, therefore we don't make a zman. Now the Mishabur says there's really another pshat. What does he mean that it stands the whole year? It's not that it grows all year round. But Lamaisa, they had access, similar to we have apples all year round, they had access to the vegetables all year round. Because what they would do is, during the season, they would grow a lot of those vegetables. And then they would put it away in caves or in the ground, so it would stay cool. And it would remain fresh. Similarly, they would pickle them, whatever it is. They would have these vegetables all year round. You can't, if you try to store an apple, it's not, you're going to be very easily tell which one is the rotten one, it's old, and which one is the new one. But when it comes to these vegetables, they were able to preserve them and keep them all year round, whether it was in a cave or whatever they used, whatever process they used to use to keep them, you would not be able to tell the difference. Okay. However, machenkin Paris, when it comes to fruit, there were those who put away fruit. Generally, they didn't put away the fruit. It's the vegetables that they stored away. So Be'etzem, they had access to the vegetables all year round. So maybe that's what the Ramah means. That's why we don't make a shachyonu on vegetables. L'maisa, we don't make a shachyonu on vegetables. Potatoes, we don't make a shechiyana. We have potatoes all year round. Even if you lived in a place that only had, that did not import potatoes, certainly we don't. We have potatoes all year round. But even if not, they would grow potatoes during the summer. And potatoes last a very long time, especially the way they used to store it away in the ground. And therefore, they didn't have a problem. So they had potatoes all year round. So you would not make a shechiyana. Which Shem. We don't make on vegetables, they're not on bread. And again, like we said, there isn't such a differential between the old and the new, and therefore there isn't that simcha. Since you wouldn't be able to tell between the new and the old, people are going to, by mistake, make a shechianu on the old one, and therefore we don't make it. I'm not exactly sure what these things are. They used to make something out of the fresh grains, and therefore it was very obvious that this was from the new crop, and therefore you're able to make a shachianu. He argues there, she'ein minka the time ein yisrael lahem. Lamaisa tastes the same. The yashim flour and the chadash flour taste the same, and therefore, why should you make it different? Why, therefore, we don't make a shechianu. Ayin sham. Yesh l'mayip brachas. We don't just go ahead and make extra brachas. We'll summarize this in a moment. The kidney is k'shem chadashim. When it comes to legumes, when they're new, when the karim shei chadashim, you can tell that they're new again. When once again, we're not generally applied to us because we have these all year round. Going shem yurekim adayim b'miksas. You can tell that they're new. Nira sheyuchal levarach shechianu v'chem asher al yirabe. So there, they only had it when it was seasonal. If they had anything left from the last season, it was very obvious that it was the last season. So you don't have the same problem that you have by vegetables. Therefore, you could make a shechianu. Amina liftin shekari meirin v'ribin v'igikis. So on carrots or turnips or cucumbers, mevarachlan shechianu. He says you could make a Shechianu on them. And again, just to summarize this quickly, Lamaisa, we don't make Shechianu on vegetables. We don't make Shechianu on anything that's not gedulei karka. Now we don't make Shechianu on anything that's just bread from grains and things like that. The only thing we do make Shechianu on is when it comes to fruit. However, it has to be a fruit that A is mischadish mishan lashano, two times meaning it has seasons, and B, it can't be a fruit that we import and have all the time over here. So if there's a certain kind of fruit that we only get once in a while, like I don't know if they sell passion fruit in the stores all year round, right? I'm not sure, but there's definitely certain fruits that they really only sell seasonally when they're available, Rosh Hashanah time, because they know there's a market for it, that's when they bring it in. So it's not something you have all year round. And since they taka only grow on the tree once a year, you can make a Shehecheyanu on it. But something that you have all the time, there's no simcha from it, and therefore you don't make a Shehecheyanu. Let's see the Mechaber Siv Zayin. We said this already. You don't make Shehecheyanu on, before we said on grapes that are not fully ripened, they're still very small. We don't make a Shehecheyanu according to Mechaber on any fruit until it's fully ripened. So again, like we said before, though the halacha is that from Negev to the Bar Piyetz, once it's a fruit, you're able to make the bracha. However, Negev to Shehecheyanu, you only make it when it's fully ripened, because Shehecheyanu has twofold. One is it's ba mizman lizman. Remember this rule, it comes from time to time. And two is that it creates a simcha when you see it. The fruit's not ripened, says the Mechaber. You're not getting that level of simcha. Let's see. It has to be delicious tasting. That we said over there, there were some shittos of hell that you could. It is a mitzvah to eat something that only comes around once in a while. So if there's a certain kind of fruit that you really enjoy and it only comes out on Rosh Hashanah time, they bring it to the stores, or maybe there's other, certain summer fruits that you only see certain time of the years. I can't think of an example off the top of my head, like a passion fruit I don't think we see all the time. It's a mitzvah to say, again, don't overindulge in it, right? That's giving into your taivas. But it's eating it, taste it. Why? It's chavav on you, the everything that Hashem created, right? And say thank you, Hashem, for it. So as we've said this many, many times, but it's good to review it. The idea is that when I can eat because I enjoy it, right? So that's fine. I'm a human. Right? Or I can eat because I enjoy it and because I also want to say thank you to Hashem. Right now, it became a mitzvah. So when you go ahead and you have a new fruit that comes out once a year and you enjoy it, it's special to you, right? Go and Hashem wants us to enjoy his world on a Torah-dika fashion. I heard many, many years ago, right? It says that every single kind of food that's every kosher animal on land is a non-kosher version in the water. And every non-kosher on land is a kosher version in the water. So I think my brother, if I remember correctly, is the one who said it, by one of his shiurim in the summer, says that's the point. Because Hashem really wants us to be able to enjoy everything he created. So although he created certain animals that are not kosher, that we can't eat, for very many, many different reasons why it was created, he also created a version of that same thing that we are able to taste. And therefore, we're able to taste it and say, thank you, Hashem, such a delicious food that you created. Let's do Siv Ches, not so long, and we started 2 minutes late. Haraya Kushi, you see a black person. We'll see most of 99% of this following Siv is not Negev for a very simple reason. And we said that in order to make any of these brachas, it has to be something that is unique and different and shocking to you, or new and exciting to you. But if it's something that you see all the time, then it's not something that we make a bracha on. And therefore, we do not make many of these brachas. So, Raya Kushi, you see somebody who is black. Machloek is what this really means. Some say that it means somebody who is black, right? And some say it means somebody who actually comes from white, but because of the pigmentation in his skin, he became black. The Gichar, the Henushi, Odem Harbi is very, very red. Ba'alafkan, what's a lafkan? The henushu loven harbi, he's extremely white. Ba'kipeach, the henushu bitna gadol, he's a huge stomach. Umitoich abyav nearest kaimasa b'kupachas, he's so fat that he looks like basically is as fat as he's tall. Va'ananas, va'adroikna, the henemishu molay abelas, the full of sores. Upesuya aroish, the kosha aroish of dvukas, here is stuck one to another. Vesapil, the elephant, Vesakoif, and the monkey, Mivarach, Baruch, Ata Hashem, Lekin Mechalim, Mishana Abriyas. Now, as I said, Piskachuvah brings it down, other bring it to Aruch HaShulchan, I believe, brings it down. Lamaisa, we see all these things, we are not shocked by it anymore. So we see all sorts of crazy things, we see people with deformities, and we are no longer shocked by it, unfortunately, because of where the world has gone. A lot of these things have become more common, and therefore we do not, very rare, very difficult to find an instant that we would make the bracha Mashana Abrias. Let's see, Mishabura, Kipeach, Tainu, Bukharis, Mashra, the Hu, Arif, the Katan. He is very wide and very short. Levisha daku ain't yachal lisva. I'm saying the other way around. We in the Mechaber said that he was very fat. Right here, we're saying is no. He's very thin, and therefore he can't hold up, and therefore he's bent over. The Hunchback of Notre Dame. The doime kemi shechul yosef. It looks like his vertebrae is completely collapsed. This that is here is stuck together. It's not that a guy didn't shower. This is the way he was born. Because of something that happened to a person afterwards, you say Baruch Dynamis because something bad happened to the person. But again, this I think would be a rare instance that we would make the bracha Mishana Habrias. Okay, we will stop over here and we will continue with Sif Test tomorrow.